I've got some pictures to share with you guys today. Here's the first one. There's two guys standing in the water. Who? Oh, Ezra, nice job. John and Jesus, nice job. So they're in the water with their clothes. Where's their swimming suits? Are they going to get in trouble with their moms?
No.
No? What? They're going to get baptized? Is this when Jesus was going to get baptized? Jesus showed up to get baptized, and John said, "Wait a minute. You're Jesus. You're the Son of God. I should be baptized by you." What did Jesus say? "We should do that to fulfill all righteousness. God told me I should do it, so I'm going to do it to save all these guys," right? Here's another picture. What's happening to this one?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Man, you guys rock at this. He was baptized. He came out of the water. And look at John. He's going, "What?" It was when Jesus was baptized. What's this? What's this?
A dove.
It's a pigeon or a dove. What's it representing? Where'd it come from, first of all? Where'd it come from? It came from heaven. It's like the one Noah sent out to look for a place. It came from heaven so that everybody could see that God's Holy Spirit was coming to live with Jesus. And then there was a voice. Who do you suppose was talking from heaven? Probably God, yeah. And he said, "This is my beloved son." I'm trying to do a big voice. "This is my beloved son." Well, that worked. "With whom I am well pleased." He's saying, "I really love this son." And you know what? Have you ever seen anybody baptized here or baptized anywhere? Have you seen somebody? What happened there? They might not have been standing in the river, but did they get water on them? It's one of the few times pastor gets to... Whoa. We're going to try to sing the hymns anyway. What happened there? At your baptism, the pastor splashed some water on you, and he said God's name. "I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." And even though you didn't see a dove, the Holy Spirit came and filled you. Where does Jesus live?
In our hearts.
He lives in your hearts. Good. And that's, God sent the dove to show that, so people could say, "Oh, he lives everywhere, and he lives in our hearts." And does he live in heaven too? Yeah. Man, does that seem like a miracle? Who's the only one that can do miracles?
Jesus.
Jesus. There you go. Good job. You guys are so smart. Do you think we should probably pray to him and thank him for all that?
Yeah.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for sending Jesus. We thank you that he did all things for our salvation, including standing in the waters of baptism with sinners. Lord, as we gather, as these kids grow bigger and stronger, Lord, help us as a church to help them, well, to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, to help them grow bigger and stronger in their faith and in their baptism. And we thank you for that precious gift. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.